This is a setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Hanger is a real thing. When you're so hungry, you get angry. Hanger, right?
1,000%.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without dropping your bag of Cheetos, causing a chain reaction with massive environmental implications, you're doing okay.
Oh, no. Environmental implications because of the Cheetos?
A bag of Cheetos, yep. This in Carlsbad Caverns National Park there in New Mexico. They only allow you to drink water while you're in the cave because the habitat inside the cave is so, I guess,
delicate,
balanced and everything. And someone didn't know that.
A bag of Cheetos with world-changing implications? It sounds a little cheesy, but officials are saying this little bit of litter had a whole lot of environmental effects. It started with a National Parks post about an open bag of Cheetos found dropped inside New Mexico's famous Carlsbad Caverns, where only water is allowed, and for good reason. The post said, aside from the risk of attracting animals, the snacks, softened by the cave's humidity, formed a perfect environment to quickly spread mold and fungi via curious critters like insects. Rangers reportedly spent 20 minutes removing resulting molds and debris from inside the cavern to mitigate the effects.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness gracious. They had a big cleanup that had to happen.
I was going to say, I mean, something as simple as a bag of Cheetos, you don't think is going to have that sort of effect, but...
And not only did it have that effect, but it caused a news story.
It caused a news story and... I mean, could you imagine being the person that's like, sorry, that was me. That was me.
I mean, I was just harping at my kid for the same reason they keep leaving stuff up in the bonus room, you know, bags of snacks and crumbs and everywhere. I'm like, listen, we're going to get ants again. Well, ants, I tell you.
Well, now you can say that it will impact the bonus room's ecosystem.
Right. It'll throw off the ecosystem.
Cause a chain reaction.
Yes.
And microbial life and fungi will form and thrive.
And therefore the world is changed.
Yes. That's what you should, that should
I'll
be
go
your...
that far with it, sure. They won't think I'm crazy at all.
No, it'll just reinforce their thought that you already are.
He's like, I haven't been up there in a couple of days. I'm like,
listen, I will say.
I'm trash up there.
Listen, I will say that forgetting about food is not just unique to your house and you. I have been carrying around in my backpack used lunch containers for a week.
Oh wow!
Because they're in a pocket of my backpack
that I
take to work that apparently I never check, Kelly, because
I didn't know that was in there.
I know, and I only discover it when I get to work and I kind of open up my zippers. I'm like, oh, that's still there.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's still there.
But at least it's covered up. It's got a lid, right? So it's contained.
Yes, but
it's not
it's just
an open bag that's spilling over with all the crumbs and the things.
No, it's not.
Well, that's good.
But
you're a step up from the kids.
I'm just... Just barely.
You're just barely a notch above.
They're going to grow up to be just like me.
That's great.
All right. So anyways, you're setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without causing a massive environmental implications in the national park, then you're doing okay.
Oh, yes. Okay. Let's watch where we take the snacks.
Yep. That's your setting the bar story.